This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back, Bauer Our Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. Joining us today is Jean-Claude Lafond, and we're here to give you a breath of hope on what's going on behind the scenes in clinical studies for alternative treatments for cancer that your doctor's probably not allowed to talk to you about for some strange reason. And that's just the thing that really blows me away is that you can have an answer to a question and you put your hand up and you're waving it and the teacher at the front of the class just talks to everybody around you who doesn't know anything or has the wrong answer but won't point at you to say, okay, tell us your answer. And this is mind-boggling, really, because we're all under the gun for this. This is a common threat to everyone who's alive and everything who is alive that we can succumb to this dreaded disease, cancer, and we're not getting the best treatments available because they probably don't cost enough, or that they interfere with this monstrosity of the cancer establishment that probably makes just oodles and oodles of money. Like they might just go out of business tomorrow, and there's nothing to really pick up the slack, but I guess they could always find another disease to work on and get it going. As I just quickly go to Mr. Google and look at what we're talking about, like you find out very, very quickly what's going on. And one of the big things that comes up right away is you see Dr. Kahn's research papers are
That's
there.
Right.
So that you can actually go to them and read them yourself and educate yourself. And it's so important for you as a patient to make yourself aware and not be a lab animal to the medical mafia to do whatever they wish to your body. And if you're not able to have advocates to stand up for you so that you make sure that what you're putting into your body is going to help and definitely not hurt, because that's one of the biggest killing fields there is the misapplication of pharmaceuticals. I don't have the numbers at my fingertips, but they're horrendous. You'd almost think it was, a country destined to genocide for how many people succumb to this stuff. So don't trust them blindly, please. Do your own research and check into things. And by and large, if it's something, as Dad used to say about a lot of things, he had like the KISS method, keep it simple, stupid. And a lot of things can be very, very simple. And I look at this drug as being very simple. And it's been around since 1901. So it would be, you got pain, because you've got cancer, and your doctor can't tell you to take an aspirin because they haven't done the clinical studies with your version of cancer to say it's good or it's not good. And so you just got to linger with this, and maybe 20 years down the road, someone will do clinical studies about whether or not you can take an aspirin with this or not. That's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. It's gone overboard. We're controlling how people are being treated by cancer. I guess, and the other thing too, I think there's a financial incentive too that bugs me as well. I found out through the Princess Margaret Hospital that a lot of the oncologists who they get like a kickback of $75 per patient that gets referred for chemotherapy every time they get chemotherapy. So there's a financial incentive as well for providing the treatment or to keeping into the system that the provincial government here in Canada actually funds. So our provincial government seems to be, and what bugs me the most is that our taxpayers' money is caught in this system in the millions and millions of dollars. We're not talking about, small money here. We're talking, and the stakeholders as well is so hard to pin down. here in Ontario, especially the Ontario Cancer Centre is the political moment. But you're right, it's preposterous. It's preposterous. A small pill that prescribed for a rare condition, and it's pennies to make, literally pennies to make dichloracetate therapy. It's just that there's no pharma would fund it because it's already patented drug, so they can't make money off of it. But for me, this is, it would be a shame not to pursue it. So I'm pushing the boundary right now with media, and I'm telling a lot of patients out there, you, whatever stage of cancer you have, at this point, I'm telling you right now, from everything that I've seen so far as a journalist, and, you know, you get a lot of snake oil type of cures out there, but this one, I'm telling you right now, go to MetaCoreCancer.com. Again, Dr. Akbar Khan and Dr. Humaira Khan, those are the two primaries for the clinic. And they can, they'll assist you for sure. So that, you know, I really want to push this message on this here, especially even if it's like when you're stage five, you know, what are you going to do? Like I saw a testimony of an 82-year-old woman. Dr. Khan was telling me she had so much cancer in her colon that when she went to the hospital, the oncologists were saying, well, we're going to have to remove the colon. You're going to have to put a sac. And then, you know what I mean? We're going to, you know, operate. And then we're going to have to put you through radiation and chemotherapy. And she's 82 years old. And the last thing she wanted to do was, you know, to go through life, you know, now with a sac, you know, on her stomach now. So I guess she met Dr. Khan as a second treatment, and she looked at it. And she, like, oh, my God, she's like, she loves the man. She's alive today. Because, you know, cancer's, you know, like, she's doing very well. I can't announce her for a complete condition at this time because, you know, she's 82. But I know she's alive and she shouldn't be. And she didn't have to go through an operation removing her entire colon. So
well,
at this
that's
point,
the other big thing is to have your body mutilated.
Yeah.
Like that. And that this is preferable to the fact that, you know, basically we switch the cancer cells off. And on my website, you know, I have a short article on the University of Alberta study, scientists cure cancer, but no one takes notice. And it has a simple, you know, diagram picture, and it just shows, you know, what happens where normal cells in the middle of benign growth are starved of oxygen but can survive by switching to glycolysis, a different way of making energy. In the process, the mitochondria, which contain the cell's self-destruct mechanism, switch off.
Yeah.
This makes the cells immortal and cancerous cells, so they carry on replicating and tumors grow. And then this glycolysis also generates lactic acid, which lets the cancer cells eat through tissue, escape from secondary and secondary cancers spread throughout the body. So this DCA turns that mechanism off, so it can't do that anymore. And then this is just, they self-destruct, and just like other dead cells in your body that die for whatever reason that you'll never know, they just are eliminated from the body. And, you know, you may even under some circumstances have had something like this, and if that happened, it just flushes away and it's gone and you live and you're healthy and nothing happens to your body. And these other alternatives are hidden from you. And, that I look at that as, you know, just despicable, really.
It's disgusting. It's just so unconscionable about how we have turned such a blind eye to the most. Like, we should be, the College of Physicians and Surgeons should be accepting all research, really. And it shouldn't be just the stakeholders. Like, we have a Cancer Care Center here, Cancer Care Ontario, which seems to be a governing body with stakeholders as well. But it's primarily driven by a pharmaceutical drug and the same treatments that are always, you know, talking about. And I'm like, well, where's the data here? Where's the data of how efficient it is? Now, worldwide, there was an Australian paper that was brought out that showed worldwide the efficiency of the current medical treatment for cancer is only like 2.5% or something like that overall. Okay, now I'm not talking about individual cancers, because certain cancers right now, even Princess Margaret Hospital could cure because they're caught at the very early stage. But I'm talking about that's a very small percentage even on the worldwide basis. But DCA therapy started with stage four cancer patients. Like, we're talking patients that had no other choice. And for some reason, the therapy really worked. I think that's what kind of, you know, probably got Dr. Akbar Khan really happy, and his wife and you know, this team of researchers, when they started realizing, oh, my God, this is working. you know, they thought they would win the Nobel Prize. They thought, you know, the things they never expected to have the resistance from their own college. Never thought of having the resistance from some of their own peers sometimes, too. Mind you, one of the oncologists, one of the stories I'm discovering right now is that one of the oncologists had come in to look at some of the files and even stated on some of the treatments, says, this is remarkable, almost incredible, as if it was too good to be true. So, and I think maybe the testimonies and everything has really kind of like gotten me, you know, on the story, but I feel there was something there, because it would be something like that to find a cure. You know, it would be like that to find a cure by accident, you know, on an old patented drug. To me, it would be such revolution in cancer and cancer wellness. But on that note, like again, it's MediCorpsCancer.com, Dr. Khan. They're in Toronto. Their phone number here. Can I say their phone number?
Sure. Well, we came here to save lives. It is the Easter season, and if someone is in need and they can find a solution,
right,
something to hope for, we can't deprive them of that.
That's right. Contact the MediCorps Cancer Centers at 416-227-0037. And, and try to get an appointment to see Dr. Khan.
Because in my life, like, you know, even I'm driving down a street, if I see someone who's in dire straits, you know, I immediately pray for them. I hold their image of them in my mind as I drive by or walk by, and I get into, you know, fervent prayer to heal them, to find, you know, some sort of caregivers to help them if necessary and all that sort of thing. Prayer is very powerful, and, you know, why should I just reserve it for someone I know? So I just look at it. If someone in need comes in front of me, well, maybe that's the reason. It's for me to start the prayer wagon going and build up some power for this. And this is part of the Power Hour as well, that we want to give you the power so that you have the ability to get through whatever tragedies come into your life, to save your life, to make it better, more comfortable. And that's the mission, really, of it. And that's why it's always been one to look into alternative treatments, homeopathic items and such like that, that have been the mainstay for supporting the station, where people can try something that may be unorthodox to the medical profession, but works and actually makes you feel better and gives you power, the ultimate power in your body, the healing that Christ would give you if he could lay hands on you. There's nothing greater than that. Anyway, we're coming up with some music. We have to break now, and on the other side, we'll be back with a little more health news and information. I'm George Freund. This is Power Hour Nation.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores are left to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extracts with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Froin. Joining us today, Jean-Claude Lafond from Toronto, a very interesting reporter who came across a great story on DCA, dichloral acetate, and its effects on cancer. And that's not the only one, and that's not the only doctor who got the head noogie from the medical establishment. One that I worked on before was a Dr. Tullio Simoncini, or Simoncini.
Oh, yeah.
From Italy, and he was using the baking soda cure and or treatment, I guess we should say. And that's been researched at the University of Saskatchewan here in the Great White North, and maybe it's because we're closer to the North Pole or something that affects our brains, and you know, we come up with these awful solutions to complex problems that may save lives and are poo-pooed, but Italy at least is farther away from that. But he's had overwhelming success using sodium bicarbonate. And, of course, he's inserting it with the catheter, so that's not something you want to do at home, I guess, unless you're trained in something like that. But there's a great YouTube on him, Cancer, Candida, Yeast, Fungus, and the Baking Soda Cure. And the Italian medical establishment just went ballistic on him and tried to tear him apart. He wrote a book called Cancer is a Fungus. So that may help you find him faster if you're searching him on the Internet. And he does have an office in Italy. And if you're in Europe and you're close to him or something like that, you may consider him as an option as well, because we want you to live. We're not here to make money. You know, the station makes money. They need money to survive. But I'm a volunteer, and I just do this because the good Lord gave me a mouth to speak and to take on the forces of darkness to give you a fighting chance to survive and thrive from whatever evil forces are loose. And I usually don't do medical things. I leave that to other people that come to the Power Hour with their specialty. But I figured this is a divine inspiration here that Jean-Claude and I met, and this is a story that has to get out. And, you know, we encourage the medical professions of any other region, country, or area to run with this ball as far as they can, where they can, because the object lesson is
to save lives. And what a thrill is that? That's the ultimate touchdown to save a life. I've had to save a few in my day, and that's the ultimate adrenaline rush. We won't be able to get to see what happens, beyond the speakers where this show is going to be heard, but we know that there's positive messages going out for you and those around you to have hope and to find an answer to your problems. And what greater Easter blessing can there be than that? Or if you're of the persuasion, the Passover blessing, to let the cancer pass over you and go to the medical association, because you don't deserve it. We have a very short time here, but you know this doctor too, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, yeah. The cancer was a fungus. In some respects, I guess it would be, because it's a cancer cell that's, like some people say, it's a cancer cell that it lost its identity. So the cell itself has lost its identity, and then it doesn't know anything else but to survive, so then it attaches itself, so much like a fungus, yeah, and then it spreads into a tumor. So, yeah, I can see it as being considered a fungus as a definition.
video, like you see him performing treatments and, they expose the cancer so that you can see it very clearly as well and identify it as what he's saying. And, it's a great testimony. He's, a hero, really, because to stand up against all this this establishment of evil, really, that, I don't even know why they would want to suppress cures to people. I would profess it and want to see people healed and walk away with a smile on my face to say that, okay, we connected you to the right thing, and you're going to recover, and you're going to live a normal and healthy life. And even if I never see you again, I'll be so happy. I remember being on holidays once with my children in British Columbia, and I was on top of a mountain. Not a big mountain, the one near Vancouver, and you can even take a ski lift up there. So we took a ski lift. And while I'm up there, there's a lady, talking to another lady in dire straits, and like one of her children had cancer. And I just go, wow, what are the odds? I got some answers. And here's somebody that needs them. And I go, there must be a reason I'm here. So, I wasn't shy. I just went straight over to her and introduced myself and said, have you heard of this? Have you heard of that? Have you heard of this? Will you be willing to try this? And because I think that there must be a reason we're both here. And part of that reason is your child's going to recover from this if you take the initiative. And you spread the word, and not just the word of God, but the word of healing and the word of these powers to use proper things that are on this earth to maintain our bodies. And how great is that?
That is great.
And anyway, we're coming up to another break. I hear the music, and we'll continue with our diatribe on the other side of the news. I'm George Coyne. This is Power Hour Nation. Thanks for coming out.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee is demanding an unredacted copy of the Mueller report, as he accuses, without any proof, Attorney General William Barr of misrepresenting the conclusions of the special counsel.
Attorney General Barr appears to have shown an unsettling willingness to undermine his own department in order to protect President Trump. Barr's words and actions suggest he has been disingenuous and misleading in saying the president is clear of wrongdoing.
Democratic Representative Jerry Nadler went on to say that both Special Counsel Mueller and Attorney General Barr will be called to testify before House lawmakers next month. Parts of the southeast and midwest are dealing with severe weather today. Forecasters say there's a high risk of strong thunderstorms and tornadoes in about two dozen states. A confirmed tornado touched down near Higgins, Texas, a small town in the panhandle just northeast of Amarillo. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, the orchestrator of conspiracy-cafe.com, where you can find links to a lot of the things I'm talking about. And we just want to remind you about the promotions this week. Buy one children's Vitamir toothpaste, get one free, 10% off iComplex, 10% off Numana food, and then almost we need Twilight Zone music maybe in the back. Attention, please tune in to the show on Friday, April 19th, for a very important Power Hour announcement.
That should almost have been like we almost have a game for that where we all try to guess what it is and the winner gets a discount coupon or something like that because it sounds very exciting. So we'll have to make sure we tune in for that. And, you know, as we look at, you know, these various doctors who are basically freedom fighters, really fighting for freedom of speech, freedom to do research, freedom to actually reveal the truth. And another great one is Dr. Brzezinski in Texas. You know, he was taken yeah. to task and almost lost his medical license. And, you know, when they had a congressional hearing, I saw in his video, which is, you know, got links to it at my website, too, is, you know, survivors came by the busload and just said, I'm here because of him and what he did, and it worked. And he's in a situation, I think, where he gets the ones who were written off as, you know, no hope, and he cures, as I recall, it was 60-something percent of them. And this is fantastic. But what if he got them at the first stages, or those treatments yeah. were more commonly available by other doctors, so that, you know, like giving the gift of life is the ultimate gift to me. And, you know, maybe while I have you in my clutches, is I forgot to mention something the last time out. I was out. The CEO and of WorldNet Daily, Joseph Farah, suffered a very serious stroke. So if you're of the praying type, you know, put him in your prayers because he's one of the founding fathers of alternative media and getting us away from the more mainstream garbage that comes our way, and has been a sentinel in that regard. And while he's recouping from this, you know, a little extra in treatment to the Lord to say, you know, help him along, can't do any harm, and it'll do a whole lot of good. And, you know, so we thank him for all he's done, and we definitely want to make sure he's on our prayer list for a complete recovery to get back in the saddle again and do what's true, decent, and proper. That's what makes it a better world. Did you ever hear, I know I mentioned it to you when we were at the party, about the uses of wormwood in treating cancer? It was the University of Washington that did a lot of studies on
animals. Yeah, I heard that. I saw that study, too. Yeah, you know more about it than I do, obviously.
Well, that one I use myself. I take it all the time as a preventative because the bitters, many of the bitters, I always wondered as a child, you know, you go to the store, what do I want? I want a candy bar. I want my Coke, you know, or whatever. And there'd be some old-timer going to a shelf and he pulls something off called bitters. And I look at him in line and I'm like, ooh, yeah. What's
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
And, but they're a cure-all for disease. They're part of a balanced diet, is having some of these things. And when I learned that not just wormwood, but many of the bitters have, you know, beneficial effects at fighting cancer, well, now that I'm older, of course, I think I'd rather have that at the top of the list than I'll throw away the candy bar because it's full of junk. And the worst junk, of course, is white sugar, which feeds cancer. So, you know, you want to get away from that.
I hear a lot of nutrition. I have a sports medicine doctor friend who, Dr. Tatiana Zaslowski, who's, she always refers to sugar as white death.
Yes.
You know, she says, you know, she got to stop processed foods, stop like as much white sugar as possible. She says it's worse than salt. She says it's incredible. It's probably the number one cause of obesity in the world, actually.
Yes. Actually, I think it was W5 or something like that. I may have it wrong, but I remember watching, you know, a news documentary show in Toronto that talked about sugar, and they had cooks come in and give people a real holistic diet and cut out all the sugar. And as an example, they had like a big white glass thing on the table, and they just kept dumping in the equivalent of how much sugar they were taking. And, you know, it was almost like you're filling up a gallon jug.
I know. It was like, oh, my God, am I eating that much? You're like, you feel horrible.
And then the people were overweight. They were suffering. They were only in their 30s. They, you know, they were very young
yeah.
people. And once they got on a more holistic diet and cut out the sugar, their health improved drastically, and they felt a lot better, stronger, and such like that. So maybe as little children, we may burn it off, but we definitely don't burn it off as we get older, that's for sure.
No. When you get a little older, you realize, oh, I can't have that, you know, like sugar-filled cheeseburger from McDonald's anymore, like quickly, you know, like you used to. When you used to be, when you're, you know, when your body used to have a high... you know, you used to burn calories really fast. Like, I used to go swimming every single day. So for me, it was like I could eat whatever I want and I'd be thin, you know, all the time. And now that I've gotten older, it's like, oh my gosh, I can't do it anymore. You know, I gotta watch myself and watch my sugar intake. Could I ask you, since you're a man of prayer and all that stuff, I thought of telling you this because, I just saw an email here from Dr. Akbar Khan telling me that he met with his lawyer today. And he's got bad news, though. The college appears to be very powerful right now. They're trying to take away his license from treating cancer completely
here in Canada. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
well, I think we really put that out to everyone.
I can't believe this. Like, he has harmed no patients. There's no... And, yeah, I'm like, wow, this is getting really serious. So I was asking maybe perhaps if you want to put that through your prayer chain.
Oh, yeah. Well, we can do that right now.
Okay, go ahead.
We're not afraid. Dear Lord, we ask you to bless Dr. Khan, to protect him, to give him the resources he needs to do your bidding, to save our lives and the lives of our brothers and sisters here on this earth. We ask that in Jesus' name. We ask that in God's name. We ask that for the power of our nation, that we all come together and just say, bless our saints. Protect them, guide them, and give them comfort, because they are the saints. And we don't wish ill on the demons, but take away their power so that they cannot hurt, harm, or damage our saints. In your name we ask that, dear Lord, please. And, you know, this is part of the battle is our saints struggle unknown. And this is why I believe it was so important for us to meet that day. That, you know, we're not here for ourselves, we're here for the listeners, we're here for the sick, the needy, but we're here for Dr. Khan as well, because the monsters are piling up on him, and by getting a good bit of knowledge to other people, it just widens the circle that's on his side, so he's not alone to fight these monsters and take them on and be,
that's,
you know,
right,
basically ridiculed and tormented for doing what is just so important, saving lives. So, you know, we would ask everyone out there to pray for him, pray for the cure, and finally get away from this money system of the cancer research fiends who are holding back all these true, true healing materials that will actually keep us alive and healthy. And, you know, we lost our beloved Joyce Riley, the founding host of this show, to cancer. And in some respects, I wish I knew more about a lot of these things at the time. I don't know what she tried or was able to do, although she was very knowledgeable on many things. But it was just like taking any casualty in any conflict. It's too much. It's too much. You know, when I think of that angelic voice, because, you know, I still have shows on my hard drive, and every now and again one will come up in a music segment or something like that that got in there somehow, and I hear her voice, and it's just, wow, you know, take me back in time on all the great battles that were fought and all the great accomplishments that were made, and, you know, how history is probably changed. I told her once, I said, you know, Joyce, when this battle is won, there's going to have to be a next testament. And somewhere in that, there's going to have to be a book of Joyce and what was done here at Power Hour Nation and in other places to say, this is how it was won and this is how we beat them. And, you know, that's just so important to realize that, you know, we are the victory here. You are the victory there. And together we can't be beaten because God is on our side. And I can say that without the slightest reservation at all. And because I see the miracles. And his divine hand and judgment and many things. And, you know, I'm used to it. It's not the first time things like that have happened for me. So, you know, I'm inured to it. I just don't fall to my knees immediately and go, wow. But, you know, I say, when I left the party, I'm just going, wow, this is going to be great. And, you know, Jean-Claude maybe thought, well, who's this strange guy talking to me? I never met him before. But I said, you know, we're going to go out and we're going to save lives. And I said, how great can that be? You know, it's not like we got to drive the ambulance or anything like that. You know, that would be good too. But for whatever reason, this union has been made so that, you know, we can get the message out and give people hope at the very least. But actually, I'm hoping we go further, that that the people working in these projects go further. And even if they try to pull Dr. Khan out of the network, that 1,000 other doctors take his place until it becomes the accepted treatment. Anyway, we hear the music. We're coming up to a break, and we'll join you on the other side of Power Our Nation. Thank you for coming out today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. Joining us today is Jean-Claude Lafond from Toronto, documentary filmmaker, reporter, looking into the beneficial effects of an age-old drug, DCA, dichloral acetate. And on my posting for the show on my website, I found a great picture. I was looking for something of Jesus healing, and I found a classic piece of art, Jesus raising Jairus' daughter. and you just see him at the bedside taking Jairus's hand and imparting that wondrous, powerful, godly energy into her body and bringing it back. And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Power Hour News Blast 2 today. I didn't have time for it at the beginning, but, it's a good spot to insert some health news. 13 reasons to start using peppermint essential oil. It's an antiviral. Mm-hmm. It's a breath booster, a critter repellent. Wish I would have known that. Sometimes it gets up, it says, ants, mice, and spiders. Sometimes I get up in the morning, the spider likes to go in my coffee machine, I lift the lid, and it's like, woo, good morning. Digestion aid, driving assistance, energy booster, fever buster, headache alleviator, liver health, mood magic. One of my close friends just says that all the time. The mint tea is just the ultimate mood booster. Never mind, I'll have to put her on the oil, I think, now. Pain remedy, that's very, very important for a lot of people to help muscle and joint pain. Sinus decongestant, I had another close friend who was very big on that, and she would just get the peppermint flavor stuff at the supermarket. And, I tried that once, too, and it's just like, whoa, who needs Kleenex? Thyroid support. So with all those things, just from one thing, peppermint, all that is in there. Like, what did God give us in his garden? Everything. And what does Big Pharma want to do is hide that from us and give us all kinds of nasty chemicals. And that's just evil. I always tease people that, look at herbal treatments as weird. They're saying, well, if I invited you to dinner and I was going to make salad, and I go in the basement and I got a 50-gallon drum and this giant room full of chemicals, and I pour all this junk in the 50-gallon drum, and I got a boat pour and I stir it around, maybe even say something like the Wicked Witch or something, and then, I make it into little pills, and then I put it on a plate with salad dressing, and I say, here, eat. You're going to look at me like I'm nuts. Right.
Yeah.
What about the green stuff from the garden? Ooh, who eats that? And, this is the whole thing here, right? The green stuff from the garden can do the same. It's going to work way better than the little white pill if we know which one to use and how to use it. And we can't keep that information hidden from the people. You have to know so you can prosper, and that's what it's all about, is sharing this for your health so that you can prosper. That's what Power Hour's always been about. That's what Jean-Claude's been about. That's what I love to be about, is because it's a much better way of life, is healing injuries, healing pains, and such like that. That's what it's all worth getting out of bed for in the morning, touchdown. And, hell with the money and, the paparazzi cultures that we live in, or if you listen to the road rage commercial, all the negative vibes that people put out. I don't need that. I don't want that in my life. I want to hear that we have solutions, positive solutions, and we do positive things for each other. I'd rather take you by the hand and pray with you than raise my hand to hit you, unless you're trying to slug me out first. But even then, I give you a chance or two. So, Jean-Claude, this is an amazing thing. So this is going to be put in your documentary. When would that
be
ready?
I'm doing a documentary on disochloracetate therapy and, highlighting Dr. Khan and his wife, Humira. I just feel like it's time. It's time to do something, And, of course, I've had successful documentaries in the past, like Jesus Meets the Gay Man with a whole slew of celebrities, and that was picked up. And, I talk about virtues of forgiveness, reconciliation, and rule just coming up for Easter. It's very well written for that. But this documentary, I just want to let everybody know, though, this is a serious one because, when you're faced with cancer, they always... there are some options, and there are very positive options, and there's a lot of hope. And the hope right now, I'm going to tell you right now, is MediCorpCancer.com. Just go to MediCorpCancer.com, or you call 416-227-0037, and you can talk to someone who will set you up with Dr. Khan. And, I would just do it. I wouldn't hesitate at this point if you're a cancer patient or if you know somebody who has cancer.
Well, it's a big thing, too. Like, you know, we get into these debates about health care systems and such, and there's always a big debate between Canada's system, which some people call socialized. I call it Christianized, personally, because, you know, in the past, people had to suffer because they didn't have any money, and there was an ability and a system to help you. And, you know, why not? And I'd rather spend money on that than anything else. And we live in a socialized environment for the other two emergency services. You know, like right. The police aren't private. The fire department isn't private. It's socialized policing and it's socialized fire department. You need them, you call them. It's paid for by our tax dollars.
Yeah, and our tax dollars should be going to something that's a little bit more efficient than what we currently have for cancer treatment. It's just preposterous. To me, it's just I just don't understand. You know, I was talking to an MPP, a former MPP recently, about the College of Physicians and Surgeons and how powerful they've gotten. I think these organizations have gotten too much power, and I think they're being in bed with too many stakeholders, and they've been providing just inadequate services. And the thing that would bug me the most, too, is even I heard in the policy of the Princess Margaret Hospital that oncologists are not permitted to talk about any other therapies other than what they provide. Which I'm like, what? You know, you're like, I thought there was a Hippocratic oath that doctors would take, you know, that you should do no harm to the patient, and we would do everything to help that patient. And I guess the worship of, you know, that other god that everybody seems to worship now is money. Seems to get in the way of just, you know, doing the right thing. And my biggest hope and my biggest prayers in life is that doctors would start regaining a sense of conscience, like Dr. Khan and Humera Khan and, you know, his team in research at Medicare Cancer. For me, that's what we need. We need more doctors like that with a conscience, with a soul.
If I was smart enough and able enough, I'd probably be the world's poorest doctor. Because I'd have to be out there doing everything. I'd probably be with Médecins Sans Frontières or something like that, because I'd want to get my hands dirty, but I just want to know the smile.
You treat somebody for an apple pie.
Yes.
Sorry.
Why not? In the 30s, my grandfather told me, you know, when he went to a doctor, the only question his famous family doctor, and I got to meet him once, he graduated from U of T Medical School in like 1917 or something, was, are you working or not? And if you're not working, he only charged a dollar. Admittedly, a dollar was something back then in the 30s, but they didn't hold you upside down and shake you. Anyway, we're out of time, unfortunately, and we're glad you came aboard, Jean-Claude. It really livened things up and made a lot of hope available for Easter. God bless you, my friend.
Thank you.
And to power our nation, healing for all of you, in the Lord's name. Thanks for coming out. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Froin. Thanks.
Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.